Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, Femi and I will give you our bets, an early preview of the weekend to come in the NFL and college football coming up in a little bit, but want to touch on the stunning win by the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday against the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, I said earlier in the show, yesterday, not a great betting day for yours truly in the NFL. And not all losses are created equal, right? Like, I bet the Chargers yesterday -9.5. Defensive touchdown, special team score for the Titans. The Chargers thoroughly outplayed and lose Joe Alt, and then Herbert's under duress the whole game, and they still probably should have covered and didn't. So that was one where it's like, I feel like I was on the right side and I lost the game. Colts -3. Not under that umbrella. That's what we call a bad bet. Now, when Indy's up 7-0 early in the game, I'm thinking, oh, baby, we're cruising here with the Indianapolis Colts. Yada, yada, yada. Six turnovers. Six. Five from Daniel Jones. Three picks and two lost fumbles. A Josh Downs lost fumble on a kick return. And Pittsburgh ends up winning the game. And honestly, like, Indy is a little bit flattered by the final score because this was a really deserved win by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh ends up winning 27-20. Unbelievable that the over didn't cash in this game. So I think there are two ways to spin this forward, right? One on each side. Let's talk about Indy for a second. Have you, the listener or viewer, and have I, lost faith in the Indianapolis Colts because of the way this game went yesterday? For me, the answer to that question is no. Like, these kinds of things happened in the NFL. Like, this was actually the first, like, authentic loss the Colts have had. They did lose in L.A. earlier in the year to the Rams, but remember, that's like the A.D. Mitchell fumble the ball going into the end zone. Indy should have won that game, and it's not, like, I don't care. I didn't bet the Colts in the game. Did I? I might have. When you make a lot of bets. I did have A.D. Mitchell to score in that game. That was annoying. It's not sour grapes, just like a fact. Like, Indy probably should have won. It's really their first authentic loss of the season. I'm not going to panic over one loss for the Colts. I still feel like Indy's awesome. I feel like the team is good. Like, the roster's good. Steichen's a good coach. Anarumo's done a good job with the defense. It is a little concerning that the offensive line, which had been great to this point, got abused by T.J. Watt and the Steelers' defensive front. So, Indy, I'm not panicking. This is still going to be your AFC South champion. We'll get into the Texans and the Broncos tomorrow. We'll get into the Jaguars and Raiders tomorrow. This team is still going to win the AFC South. And I still think Buffalo really staked its claim yesterday. I still think the Colts might be the second best team in the AFC behind the Chiefs, and you might think that's ass backwards, and maybe you're right, because Kansas City and Indy both lost yesterday. It's just one game. The Chiefs are still the favorite, by the way, today to win the Super Bowl at BetMGM. Just saying. Not that that means they're going to, but, you know. So for the Steelers, obviously a massive win. Like, you need every win you can get to try and hold off the Baltimore Ravens, because you look in the rearview mirror, hashtag, like Colorado, they're coming. Still, they play twice the rest of the year. The Ravens' schedule is easier. I'm still not convinced the Steelers hold the Ravens off to win the AFC North. And when you dig deeper into the stats, like Indy, five yards per play, Steelers, 3.7, like, it was literally like the Colts turned it over six times. That's why they lost. And credit to Pittsburgh for forcing them. They did it against New England earlier this year as well. I'm not sold on Pittsburgh just because of this performance. Like, I'm not. And maybe I'll turn out to be wrong. And candidly, I hope I am, because I have Steelers over win total and Steelers to make the playoffs from before the year started. I would love to see it happen. I'm concerned that it's not going to happen. You made me pick and bet the division winner right now, the AFC North. I would take the Ravens. I feel better about Baltimore, especially considering they play twice the rest of the season. Baltimore minus 145, Pittsburgh plus 140. Not panicking about the Colts. I'm not fully bought into the Steelers, despite the effort yesterday by them. And sincerely, like, for the people that bet Pittsburgh yesterday, and Femi, I think you had the Steelers. Honestly, great bet by you guys. Brutal bet by me with the Indianapolis Colts. So Femi, you did up. That was pretty good. Pittsburgh, six turnovers. Tomlin voodoo.
The Tomlin voodoo game. Yeah. Did I nail it? Or did you say, I mean, like, you never know when these voodoo games are going to happen. You know they're around the corner when they're big home underdogs. Didn't happen against the Green Bay Packers, even though that first half looked pretty good last Sunday night, but it did happen yesterday. And yeah, like Indianapolis outgained them. Like, six turnovers in a game, you do that to any team. Doesn't matter. It could be the Cleveland Browns or New York Jets. You're going to lose that football game more often than not. You turn the ball over six times. Like, I know today the popular opinion is, oh, Daniel Jones. Like, if you believed in Daniel Jones heading into this game, that game shouldn't shake you. I've never really been a Daniel Jones believer in terms of the playoffs, but, like, it's just a one-off. You know, that happens any given Sunday. Tomlin got it done. Renegade was playing, and the Steelers got a much-needed victory. So we move on, and maybe the Steelers get another much-needed victory this upcoming week as they're taking on a pretty banged-up Chargers team.
All right, so let's get into it then with our early look at next week in the NFL. And, like, I guess we haven't done a ton. Like, we could do college football tomorrow on the show. It's just way too much for the World Series. We'll save the college football for tomorrow. And we can talk about it here a little bit. Femi, why don't you get it started with any college football games that you are eyeing for this coming weekend?
We have a couple of dead cat bounce spots that I'll be eyeing this weekend, in the SEC for that matter. Auburn's getting 6.5 against Vanderbilt. Like, I think Vandy's going to be playing in a lot of these close games. That appears to be, like, their team profile this season. I'll take the 6.5 with Auburn. I think Auburn has enough talented players to keep that game somewhat competitive. I don't think Vandy's going to win it, but I'll at least take Auburn plus the points. We were talking about this one earlier this morning, Nick, as we were getting ready for the show today. LSU's getting double digits at Alabama.
Yeah,
and it's not gonna feel great. You're not gonna want to click that button, but it's what we say about these Kalen DeBoer teams. If they have big expectations against inferior opponents, that's when they stub their toe a little bit. Like, I could see this all of a sudden. We're looking up 3 minutes left to go. Bama's tied with LSU. Like, would not shock anyone if that happened. So LSU plus 10 to me feels like a pretty solid bet this upcoming Saturday.
Do you feel like LSU might win this game? Does any part of you feel that way?
Because the
stories that have come out, Femi, on how bad and how toxic it was with Brian Kelly, I would imagine, and it does, I'm not making the case that, like, LSU is going to be like, you know, Joe Burrow LSU the rest of the year. I would think that you're going to get a better LSU effort in this game just by virtue of the fact that Brian Kelly is not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like people were obviously very tired of him. You know, like, that much is clear, that they didn't like him. I guess he kind of worn on the players.
And that he's an a-hole, kind of, right? And, like, people, yeah, like he's, like, not a good guy. I don't know him personally, but that's what everybody kind of says, right?
That's what his reputation is. Like, I don't know him from anyone. I recognize him, but, like, I've never met him. But his reputation is not great. And people, like, have been waiting to kind of dance on his grave, at least as a head coach, which happened last Saturday. But yeah, I mean, I could see the players at least getting up for this game. It's a massive rivalry game. You know, like this is one of the important games every single year in November. So yeah, like, I think LSU can hang within this number, and I think Alabama would win. So I'm not there with, like, LSU money line, like the question that you asked, but, like, I think that DeBoer will find a way to win the game. I just don't think it's going to be by margin, which is what the market indicates here.
So tell us about the line movements in this game, even today, Femi.
Yeah, we've been seeing LSU get bet. Like, that's how this thing is going. This was 10 and a half earlier this morning, and now we're down to 10. I think we're going to cross through this key number of 10.
I agree with that.
It feels like that's where we're headed here. So if you like LSU out there watching, listening at home or at work or about to get back home or whatever, like, I would be looking to bet. If you like LSU, it feels like now's the time to do it, because I don't think you're going to be sitting here LSU plus 10 by the time we get to Friday, and definitely not on game day on Saturday. So yeah, LSU's drawn the early interest. That makes a lot of sense to me. I am right there with the early interest. And Auburn's the same. Like, you can make that same argument for Auburn. Like, there were sevens, now we're 6.5. So, like, these kind of dead cat bounce spots, the fired coaches, LSU's coming off of the bye. They obviously let Brian Kelly go a couple of weeks ago, but Auburn now, after firing Hugh Freeze, after their 10-3 loss to Kentucky, which is still insane, but those are the teams that are getting bet. And we see these angles all the time in college football. We see it in all sports, but in college football in particular, people are very interested in betting those teams after firing their head coaches. It sounds like a wake-up call to a lot of those guys in the locker rooms, and I think both those sides cover on Saturday.
Hugh Freeze had an awesome quote after the game before Auburn fired him, which is basically like, and he knew, like, the writing's on the wall, obviously. Mm-hmm. Something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, like, I know I can't ask for this right now, but I would love for there to be some patience. Like, we're building this thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You just, he's asking for grace.
Dude, you just lost at home 10-3 to Kentucky in football. Like, that can't happen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So he's 1-5 in the SEC, by the way, Auburn this year. this is a team that people thought would be a dark horse. It's like, oh, like, look at these wide receivers. They got Jackson Arnold in the portal at quarterback. Like, can Hugh Freeze get something out of him? People thought this was like a CFP team potentially. How about 1-5 in the SEC and the coach is fired?
A couple college football game betting thoughts, then we'll get to the NFL. So Indiana beats Maryland.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, you're good.
So Indiana beats Maryland like 1,000-2 on Saturday. And Indiana's been a covering machine. We bet them a couple weeks ago against UCLA. 15.5 on the road at Penn State. And Ohio State just crushed Penn State. We'll talk about the Buckeyes in a second. Any desire to take the points with Penn State at home?
Ooh.
Dude, everyone is going to want to lay Indiana because they are destroying everybody right now. I actually think I'm going to take the points with Penn State.
And the number does feel kind of like, almost, I don't want to say it feels light, but like, it's, you would think that it would be a little bit bigger based on what Penn State's been doing this year. And the fact that it's like 15.5, and I guess, I mean, Penn State closed like, what, like 19 or whatever against Ohio State? So I guess maybe it's not that light since Ohio State's probably a higher power-rated team than Indiana. But, man, I don't know. I need to sit with this one a little bit more because I feel like we're going to get to the game, and at halftime, here's Indiana up 24-7, and now it's just like, all right, hold on to your ass for the next 30 minutes. Like, it just feels like that's where we're headed. So give me some time on this one, but I admire your courage in betting the Nittany Lions.
I think it's also interesting, and I want to see where the market ends up here for UCLA against Nebraska after the way this game ended for Nebraska with Dylan Raiola out for the season. I'll tell you, Matt Rhule was a brutal NFL coach. I know that everyone jokes about, he's a good college coach. Is this going to get to three and a half? I might want to wait until the last second and bet Nebraska in this game against UCLA, and let's see where the market goes over the course of the week. That, and then I want to do a little NFL here. I might just lay Ohio State against Purdue, because if Julian Sain's going to look like this, and it's not just Caleb Downs. What's the other one? Aylin Reese? What's his name? The other player for Ohio
Arvell
State.
Arvell Reese. The edge rusher hybrid dude. Yeah.
Dude, they're winning the Natty. They might beat Purdue by 50 this weekend. So those are the college games I'm eyeing. What are you looking at in the National Football League?
Yeah, a number of games I'm looking at in the NFL. I might have a big card this week. The first one, let's go dumpster diving. I'm going to bet the New Orleans Saints. Now, I haven't made the bet yet, but I think we might go to six just with Carolina. Like, everyone saw New Orleans get blown out by the Rams. Tyler Shuck is making his second start. Panthers just beat the Green Bay Packers. That's going to be kind of like the team of the week this week. And it should be. They won it as a 13-point dog. They've never had these kinds of expectations. Needing to win by like a touchdown or whatever to cover. Yeah, I'll play against that all day. So New Orleans plus 5.5. And then I also, I am going to bet the Packers under a field goal. I'm going to bet Green Bay. I think this
next
is the
Monday
game where Green Bay wins.
Next Monday night against
the Eagles. Yep, next Monday night. Yeah, against the Philadelphia Eagles. All week we're going to hear about how Green Bay can't stop the run. Rico Dowdle just went off on them. Here comes the Eagles O-line. Here comes Saquon Barkley off of the bye. I think somehow, some way, Green Bay is going to win this game. I don't know if they're not going to blow them out, but I could see the Packers winning this by a touchdown, maybe by four or whatever, but I think they cover under a field goal. This is just what Green Bay does. They're the Jekyll and Hyde team. Big stage, big spot. They'll play well. Inferior opponent. They're going to go ahead and just mess the game up. But yeah, I like Green Bay next Monday night.
Couple thoughts from me on the NFL for this week. So no bets placed as of yet. When I look at the board, here are the games that stand out. And I reserve the right to change my mind as soon as tomorrow. Raiders getting 9 in Denver. I just don't think Bo Nix is playing very well. And Brock Bowers is back, and he matters obviously a lot. We saw that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons are, this was 6.5 right now. It's 5.5 against the Colts. This game is in Germany, right? This weekend in Munich, Colts and the Falcons on Sunday
Berlin
morning.
Game.
Yeah, it's either like Falcons money line or Colts by a million, or Falcons lose by one because John Parker Romo misses an extra point. Bills at Miami. Kind of want to lay Buffalo. Jaguars Texans. We'll see if CJ Stroud plays. I think I like Houston, and that pains me to say that as someone who loved Jacksonville coming into the year. Can I interest you for the last one for now? Can I interest you in the New York Football Giants getting 3.5 in Chicago against the Bears in the Costos Zimmerman Hassan Bowl?
I think if I had to bet the game, I'd bet Chicago.
But yeah.
Most importantly, I think I would bet Chicago. I think I would. But I think most importantly, I bet the over 48. As long as the weather holds up. It's not like a windstorm or something like that in Chicago. But if the weather holds up, I think this bad boy is going off. Yeah.
I don't think the Bears are very good. Now, the Giants are terrible, so don't get me wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting 3.5. We'll see. No bets placed yet. Reserve to change my mind as soon as tomorrow. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props, Monday Night Football, Cardinals and the Cowboys in Dallas.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.